Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of August 26, 2022 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Looking forward to Labor Day. I hope the weather cooperates and everyone can enjoy the unofficial end of summer. We know we'll have more heat, though. Fall activities are coming. See the end of these notes for our season schedule for 2022-23 as it stands now. The next issue of Spare Times will come out on September 16th, and then I hope to have one each week that we bowl thereafter. Regarding communication with Ginger and Sharon, Sharon asks that if anyone needs her for any reason, please call her cell phone at 919-740-1073. The old Outlaw line has been disconnected. Her email address is snbenson@gmail.com. Ginger's cell number is 919-389-5596. And the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. The 40th anniversary season of the Raleigh Outlaws begins on September 16. We had our season kickoff meeting Thursday night, pick teams and discuss some upcoming activities. We're working on a potential fundraising project and hope everyone will participate. More details in October. In the meantime, congratulations to Jonathan Lazenby, who will be a new team member on Team 5, the Midnight Bandits. Dwight Jones returns to action full-time on Team 2, the Pitbulls, and Reggie Blunt returns back after a medical leave last season to Team 7, the Hangmen. Locker rent. It's $35 and it's due September 1. You can tell the bowling alley, call them, and you can pay over the phone if you want to do so. Sanctions are $22 and will be due no later than October 7. The Challenged Athletes Foundation Grant. For those who are asking about the CAF Challenged Athletes Grant, here's some basic information courtesy of Letitia Adams. Letitia is willing to help with submission. She asks that you get your information to her as soon as possible and provide an email address. Or you can go to the website and upload the information yourself. That website is challengedathletes.org. The grant is all done online. CAF grant documentations and questions. Documents. Number one, proof of income. Number two, doctor letter verifying disability. Number three, letter from a teammate, coach, or friend about character and why you deserve the grant. Number four, two high-quality photos of you showing your face in your sport. Questions. Don't have a one-sentence answer? Answer should be at least 300 characters. How did you acquire your disability? What is your experience in adaptive/athletics? What are your upcoming sports goals? How has a sport positively impacted other parts of your life? And please tell us how a CAF grant will impact your life. Other needed information? The amount that you expect to spend. For example, entry fee, airfare, hotel, Uber or Lyft, transportation, and meals. Up to $1,500 is allowed. Also, you are okay with receiving a partial grant. Now, also, are you okay with receiving a partial grant? All of this information must be returned by October 8, 2022. Any questions, please contact Letitia Adams at letitia.adams@gmail.com. Here are some job opportunities for you to consider. LCI, one of the largest American employers of people who are blind and visually impaired. Our mission is simple. We are in the business of providing meaningful employment opportunities for people who are blind. Our goal is to empower our staff and the customers we serve to achieve their highest potential. And that requires a strong foundation of values. We create over 2,000 products and distribute thousands more through manufacturing, retail, nationwide distribution, and e-commerce channels. Many of our products are sold directly to the federal government. We are pioneers of base supply centers, stores on military bases that employ the blind and visually impaired, and provide mission-critical supplies to our nation's military. We are hiring for blind and sighted persons openings in corporate manufacturing and distribution units. 4500 Emperor Boulevard, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. There's going to be a job fair on Wednesday, September 7th of 2022, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll be discussing weekly pay, 401ks, and surplus sharing plan, health, dental, and vision, paid paying time off, and holidays, paid relocation opportunities. For more information, visit our website, https://www.lcindustries.com. The North Carolina Council of the Blind is sponsoring a job fair on September 22. A continuing mission of NCCB is to promote the independent skills, expertise, and success of blind and low vision residents across our great state. We would like to invite you to attend this year's NCC Job Fair. The NCC Job Fair is a precursor to our always exciting state convention, but it is open to all. With that in mind, whether you are a person in need of work or someone who wishes to advance in your career, we encourage everyone to attend our job fair. Employers and agencies from all over the state, such as the cities of Durham and Raleigh, North Carolina, State University, ABLR, Amazon, LCI, along with other entities, will be enthusiastically participating in the NCCB job fair. As you interact with them, you will be provided with many opportunities to get your foot in new and exciting doors. Employers will discuss their company and positions with you. You will have a chance to take your future to the next level as you share your abilities, your strengths, and your goals with them. In addition to employment opportunities, we are encouraging rehabilitation counselors and job placement specialists to share their expertise at this year's job fair. Our continuing goal, and particularly with the NCCB Job Fair, is to provide job placement opportunities and to connect employers with motivated and talented blind and low vision people. By bringing together employers, counselors, rehabilitation professionals, and most importantly, you, we feel confident that everyone will benefit. The Job Fair will be held September 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Ramada Inn at 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. Should lodging be needed in conjunction with our event, feel free to contact the hotel directly at 919-832-4100. The cost per night is $75 plus tax. Orientation for job seekers and rehabilitation professionals will take place from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Employers will be able to set up their areas during this time frame. To register for the NCCB Job Fair as a job seeker, employer, or business professional, please click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter. Eat and Do Good, the Governor Moorhead School Foundation, is hosting a fundraiser at Chipotle Mexican Grill, 2316 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, on Wednesday, September 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. Go in and order your meal and tell them you're supporting GMS Foundation. Or you can order online using code LVP67YY and the foundation will receive a percentage of the sale. If you're going to Daytona for the Sunshine Invitational, we'll plan to leave from JC Park, on Friday, September 9 at 7 a.m. It is approximately an 8-hour drive without stops, which we know we will make. So that will give us time to get there at a reasonable hour. Accessible art. Museum park tours at the North Carolina Museum of Art. It's free, but registration is required. Enjoy art and nature on a 2-mile walk. This guided tour leads you through the museum park, past site-specific works of art, and sustainable natural areas. The route has variations in surface and incline. Walking shoes, hats, and water bottles are recommended. Space is limited. Accessibility accommodations require 2 to 4 weeks' notice. September 2nd from 9:30 to 11 a.m. is the first one, and it will have audio description. The North Carolina Reading Service Gala. Please join us on Friday, September the 9th, 2022, at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills for our biggest fundraiser of the year. The evening will include a cocktail hour, a new vision showcase demonstrating technology available for people who are blind and print impaired, dinner, a silent auction, and a keynote speaker, author, and NCRS volunteer Mike Elliott. For more information about the gala, please click on the notation in your email copy of the newsletter. Your ticket purchase will help NCRS reach our goal of $50,000 so that we can continue providing quality programming throughout North Carolina for our blind and print impaired listeners. Tickets are $125 each and can be purchased online with a Visa or MasterCard by clicking the link in your email copy of the newsletter. If you would like to purchase your tickets by check, please mail your check payable to the North Carolina Reading Service, 211 East Six Forks Road, Suite Number 103, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609. We look forward to seeing you there. I will be. Will you? Good luck to the dart players. Headed off to Minnesota for the Minnesota Audio Dart Association Tournament, September 30th to October the 2nd. Hope it doesn't snow. Folks, join us, it says here, for the Women Uplifting Women Health, Wealth, and Beauty Expo. This will be on Saturday, September 17, 2022, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be held at the Five Points Adult Center for Active Adults, 2000 Noble Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27608. You may register at the link that is in your email copy of this newsletter. Standard admission, $25, includes a light lunch. VIP admission is $35, and it adds to the light lunch VIP seating. From the area of health, there will be a physician's panel, health screenings, CPR demo, nutrition demo, fitness. For under the heading of wealth, financial literacy, investments, retirement, SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, mentors, and entrepreneurship, vendors, and even more. Under the heading of beauty, you will have skin care and makeup, healthy hair care, demo and products, wigs and hair extensions. Vendors, $130 is your fee. It includes one table, two chairs, a vendor spotlight, and lunch. Sponsors are needed. To learn all about becoming a vendor or a sponsor, you can send an email to womenuplifting@gmail.com. It's an actionable item in the newsletter. Well, about Insightful Visionaries. Founded by Carolyn Marshall Covington in 2016, Insightful Visionaries promotes community awareness through advocacy, education, wellness, arts, and entertainment, as we empower persons living with disabilities. Our team of professionals brings a broad range of expertise, and several have personal experiences that allow them to serve our community with a true understanding of their needs and concerns. They have backgrounds in rehabilitation, health and wellness, beauty, community service, marketing, and advertising. These stakeholders are committed to the success of our organization and its mission of serving you. State conventions. The 2022 National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina convention is scheduled for August the 26th through August 28th, 2022 at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel, Raleigh-Durham Airport at Research Triangle Park, 4700 Emperor Boulevard, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. The reservation phone number is 919-941-5050. And the room reservation code is NFB of NC Convention. They ask that you register by July 29th, and that date has already passed. But it notes the registration is $15, and that includes the banquet. Payment for registration can be made through the donate button on the NFB of NC website or by check. Checks were to be made payable to NFB of NC. Checks can be mailed care of Seth Lamkin, L-A-M-K-I-N, 5418 Fortunes Ridge Drive, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. If you have questions, contact Sharon Weddington at weddington.sharon@gmail.com. And there's a registration form in that is actionable within your email copy of the newsletter. The North Carolina, the North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention is scheduled for September 23, 24, and 25 at the Ramada Inn, 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. For NCCB members and friends, the cost is $25 per person, whether in person or virtual. Room rate is $79 plus taxes per night and includes a hot breakfast. The hotel's phone number is 919-832-4100. And the group registration code is GCNCCB22. You can find the registration information at the actionable link in this portion of the newsletter, nccbinfo.org. For any questions, call Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034, or you can reach Lawrence at 919-649-5915. Virtual event in December, registration now open. The 2022 Blind Health Expo registration is now open. This will be held on Friday, December 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Accessible Pharmacy's first annual 2022 Blind Health Expo. The Blind Health Expo is a completely virtual event on Friday, December the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Blind Health Expo will be the largest virtual expo of healthcare information, products, services, and medication for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Join thousands of other attendees and register now. Registration is free and is now open for exhibitors and attendees. Attendee registration. You will be able to attend the day visiting virtual exhibit booths of companies and organizations in the blind community. You will be able to learn about new and existing products and services for the blind community. And you will be able to access the exhibitor information after the expo. There's a link in your email copy of this newsletter. If you will click on that, one, there's a specific one for the attendee. And then there's also a free exhibitor registration. And there's an actionable link for exhibitors in this email newsletter copy that you and they would receive. And you can do so there. At that point, the exhibitors will be able to virtually showcase their products and services, host a Zoom room for attendees to join, schedule presentations, and customize their space with video, audio, and text. If you have any questions, please contact info@accessiblepharmacy.com. And now we close out our reading of this newsletter with the recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. We're going to have crescent rolls, two recipes for crescent rolls today. So you can eat a lot of crescent rolls and they'll be different. Two of them. First one is the cream cheese crescent roll. The ingredients for this are 2 cans of crescent rolls, 2 8-ounce each packages of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 1/2 cups of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 cup, that'll be 1 stick, of butter melted. To put it all together, you begin by preheating the oven to 350 degrees and grease a 9 by 13 inch baking pan with cooking spray. Unroll 1 can of crescent rolls and press into the bottom of the baking dish, pressing the dough together at the seams if needed. In a medium bowl, combine the cream cheese, 1 cup of the sugar, salt, and vanilla extract, and blend with an electric mixer until it is smooth. Spread the cream cheese mixture over the top of the dough. Unroll a 2nd can of crescent rolls and place it on top of the cream cheese layer. Pour melted butter over the top and brush to cover evenly. Mix together the remaining sugar and cinnamon and sprinkle that mixture across the top. Bake until golden brown, about 30 minutes. Cool, slice along the perforations into triangles, and then one word, enjoy. Well, the other take happens to be the cheesy garlic crescent rolls. If that's your preference, here you go. 1 8-ounce can, refrigerated crescent rolls, 4 tablespoons of butter melted, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning, 4 mozzarella string cheeses cut in half. Once again, preheat the oven, this time only to 375 degrees, or I should say all the way up to 375, because we only did 350 for the cream cheese ones, but we need to go 375 on the cheesy garlic. And in this case, you line a baking sheet with parchment paper in a small bowl. Stir together the melted butter, garlic, and Italian seasoning. Separate and unroll crescent rolls and brush with garlic butter, reserving a bit to brush on the tops. Place a piece of string cheese at the larger end and roll up the dough. Brush the tops with garlic butter. Bake until lightly golden brown, roughly about 10 minutes. Serve warm, and just like they said for the cream cheese crescent rolls, enjoy. Certainly sounds good. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. In the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long, until next time.